On most days, especially during the tourist season, the chateau at Versailles is filled with visitors, nearly 7 million a year, making it among the most popular attractions in the world. But one day a week, it's empty because it's closed. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley was lucky enough to pay a visit on Versailles' day off and roam about this storied palace.
Louis XIII built Versailles as his hunting lodge in 1624. Louis XIV loved spending time here so much that in 1680, he moved his entire court and government to Versailles and continued building. The grandiose chateau remained the official residence of French kings and the seat of government until the revolution brought down the monarchy in 1789. Catherine Pégard, president of Versailles, says the palace is always caught between history and modernity. We have to strike a balance between preservation and operating in the 21st century, she says. And the better the conservation, the better the experience for visitors. A lot of conservation takes place on Mondays. We get to climb some scaffolding to the top of a room where artists are dabbing at a magnificent ceiling fresco with tiny paintbrushes.
We're at the top of the ceiling. Wow.
The team is removing cracks in the ceiling of the Salon d'Abondance. The last restoration of this ceiling took place 65 years ago, and head artisan Xavier Beugnot says they're having a hard time removing the previous paint job. Beugnot says today reversibility is a core principle of restoration work.
Our
work has to look good, but it must be reversible. It must come off easily for someday in the future when better methods are available.
As we climb down from the ceiling, beautiful music is wafting through the palace. Someone is practicing Louis XIV's organ. I stand at a balcony overlooking the Sun King's ornate gold chapel with its massive organ pipes. Versailles curator Olivier Josse says Louis XIV also stood in this spot.
He came each morning to the mass here at 10, and as you can see, the music is just in front of him because music was very, very important for the king.
As you might imagine, closing day is also housekeeping day at Versailles, and with 2,300 rooms, there's plenty to clean. The hardwood floors alone require nearly 1,000 gallons of wax a year. Palace historian Béatrix Sol is leading us through the rooms. Her vast knowledge is rivaled only by her giant set of palace keys.
Un coup d'œil sur la chambre de la reine.
Sol leads us into the queen's bedroom.
De voir la différence.
My God, we're in the queen's room, behind the scenes, next to her bed, which comes up to my waist.
And then Sol drops a bombshell. Marie Antoinette's heavy brocade bedspread was found in New York in the 1960s. As it turns out, tracking down the chateau's furnishings is a major task of every Versailles curator. On October 5th, 1789, a mob chased the king and his court from the palace and stole all the furniture. Sol says Versailles' furnishings are still spread all over the world, so the staff is constantly scouring estate sales and auctions everywhere.
It's like police inquiry. We are Sherlock Holmes. We are obliged to follow the pieces from the sale at the time of the revolution to today and see, is there something which is in a place in the world, and is it possible for us to buy it?
Marie Antoinette's writing desk was recently discovered. Olivier Josse worked with Sol to get it back.
It was in a private house, and we have to buy it. So I tried to find some money to buy it, and we found it two donors who helped us to have it again in Versailles.
Donors are key to such acquisitions. By the way, that little writing desk cost $9 million to buy back. Americans are Versailles' top contributors, beginning with Nelson Rockefeller between the wars when France didn't have the means to keep the palace up. The Germans actually protected Versailles during the occupation because the palace is a shrine of German history. Bismarck proclaimed the German Empire here in 1871 in the Hall of Mirrors. Google is Versailles' newest corporate star. The internet company financed and helped build an impressive virtual 3D exhibit, which now kicks off every tourist visit to the Sun King's chateau. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Versailles.